This recording is part of the Springfield Green County Library District's 2010 Big Read. The date of this podcast is March 2nd, 2010, and I'm talking to Ruby Hagerman. And my first question to you, Ruby, is where did your family come from, and about what time did they settle in the Ash Grove area?
In 1950.
1950. Where were you born?
Hardy, Arkansas.
Hardy, Arkansas. In what year were you born?
In 1917.
Okay. So you lived in the Hardy area from 1917 to about 1950. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did your parents settle in Hardy, or was it your grandparents?
Well, my family and their grandparents lived there, but I don't know nothing about them. They were all dead when I came into the world.
Okay. So you have no personal recollections of what may have gone on before your birth and early memories then? Okay. What did your parents do in Hardy, Arkansas?
Best I recollect is just farm work.
Farm work, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So in the birth of 1917, you were 10 to 14 years old during the Depression.
Yeah.
What are your memories of the Depression? What was your life like, et cetera?
Well, we were poor people, but we didn't know it.
Okay. I've heard that.
Yes. And we always had food. My dad farmed with mule team, and I went to school what time I was in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and I lost my train of thought. I'm just 92 years old.
92. That's terrific. Don't worry about losing your train of thought.
Well, anyway, we moved from there to Oklahoma.
Okay. About when was that, you know?
I think I was about 7.
Okay, 1924, 1925.
Yeah. Okay. And the first school I attended there was named Rock Creek. And I did that for my mother's uncle. He was on the school board, and they were trying to close the school. And they had to have a certain number to keep the school. And I was one of the numbers. But I don't know which one.
What town was this in Oklahoma?
Stuart. S-T-U-A-R-T.
All right. So did you go all through grade school in Stuart?
In the one school.
Right, one school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you go to high school?
No.
You did not go to high school. So
my brother wouldn't go, and my dad didn't try to make him, but he wouldn't let me go because I'd have to walk 2 miles to get the bus because he would be in the field working.
So you went through the eighth grade? You go that far?
Uh-huh.
You went through the eighth grade?
Eighth grade.
All right. So you finished the eighth grade. What did you do after leaving school?
We went to California and worked in a shipyard. I was married by then at 18, and I was married to a man named Fletcher, Jimmy Fletcher, but he died with Hodgkin's disease.
When did he die?
I'd have to go down here to the cemetery and look.
Well. So you were married in about 1933. Is that close? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So about how long did he live? How long were you married to him? Do you remember?
Well, my daughter is born in 35, my first child. I had 7 children, 1 stillborn. So I raised 6 children. And when he died, I had to make a living for him. I did everything that was to be had. Hoed corn, cotton, and peanuts.
And this is all in California?
No.
No, it's not. Okay.
This is in Oklahoma.
This is in Oklahoma.
Before we went
All right.
to California.
All right.
And in California, we lived over in San Francisco. Had to ride the boat to Richmond. And my brother and his wife went with me and the children, and my husband was already there working. He was a welder. And they built these ships on the water. I guess you knew that a long time ago.
Why did you move to California? What was the reason?
To get work.
To get work, okay. When did you move to California, and what year about?
38, I believe.
So you still have plenty of children to care for, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my husband died here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 years and a half later, I met and married Wally Hagerman. He was a veteran in World War II, and he was a wireman in the Army. Kept the telephones going and the radios. And then when he got out, he went to business school in Springfield and graduated, and then he got him a TV and radio shop in Ash Grove.
Okay. Well, let's go back and let me ask you some questions about you're living in California at the height of the Depression.
Yeah.
What was your life like?
Well, I hadn't had to work until I went to California. I mean, like work for a paycheck. And like I said, we rode the boat over to work. Now I'll let you ask some questions.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you, why did you move back to the Ash Grove area, and about what time was that?
Well, I'd have to figure it up with my husband's death. And
well, in 1938, you're living in California.
Yes.
Okay, so how many years were you there?
About three or four.
Okay. So
something like that.
Again, you're coming back to Missouri now.
Yeah.
In the middle of World War II.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was not a bookkeeper, but filed the papers that they did use in the Army there. I wasn't in the Army. Sometimes I wish I had. Maybe I'd get more than $90 a month.
Well, maybe so. Right.
Maybe not.
Okay.
But
so
back in the Depression in Oklahoma, we got some commodities, and we didn't know what grapefruit were.
Really?
Really. We didn't. We didn't know what it was for. We finally learned that you could cut them open and then peel out the sections.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little dash of salt on them and eat them.
So what other things did you get?
Well, and then when he died, I had two church friends, Cecil Richter and Ola Renshaw, but I can't think of her name. They came to see me, and they said, "You're going to sit here on this farm and let them kids ride the school bus when you could buy a house." And moved into Ash Grove. And Irene Wilson was the administrator for this house of all. And you believe it or not, I only give $1,500 for the house and whole acre.
And where was this house?
On Wilson Street in Ash Grove.
All right. So now you have, you're back in Ash Grove in about 1950, right?
Yeah.
Did all your children come to Ash Grove with
yeah.
you? Okay. So you're back here living with your second husband. You're raising your family now in the early 50s in Ash Grove.
Yeah.
Now, one of the questions I like to talk to a lot of people is about, what are your memories of Main Street here in Ash Grove? What were some of the businesses? What did you do down there?
I worked about 40 years on Main Street, one for a second-handed store that sold Pittsburgh paint, and they both died in Jim Birch's funeral home bought the business. And I went with it because I know how to color the paint. And then when they learned to color paint, he opened a secondhand store for me to be in. And if they needed help at the funeral home, they'd call me and tell me to lock up and go up to the funeral home. It was just a short distance up
there.
And I walked to work.
So you worked for the Birch family, their furniture store there right on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Until what time? When did you retire, I guess?
When I was 62. My husband, he was pretty smart with figures, and he figured it up, and he said we would make more money by taking it at 62 than waiting until 65. So that's what we did. But he didn't give up his business because that wasn't quite enough to go around. So I kept on working. And if we made calls at night, I would go with him because my oldest one was big enough to stay with the little ones. And I helped him hold the light here. I didn't have the good lights then. And helped out that way.
Other than the paint store and the secondhand store, what other businesses did you frequent on Main Street?
The grocery store.
Okay, where was that grocery store located about? There were several there, but...
Yeah. The best one I remember was down here on Main Street where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's changed hands several times.
All right. Did you ever go to movies down at the theater?
Or? I worked there.
You worked there?
Yes, sir.
What are some of the movies you saw at that theater? Do you remember any?
I didn't have time to look at them.
You've been working all the time, right?
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, I was working all the time. Someone popped a popcorn for a blind man.
Yes.
You remember him?
No, I don't remember any of this, but I've heard a story. Tell me about him.
Well, all I can tell you is that he popped the corn, another girl popped it, and I took the money. But I didn't get to keep it. I had to give it to
Well, let me ask you a question. I went to a movie in Springfield here about 2 weeks ago, my wife and I, and I think it was $14 to see this movie. How much did it cost to go to a movie in 1952? You remember?
I think it was 50 cents.
50 cents, okay.
And I would take my children. That was before I had remarried. And I'd take my children, he let them sit in one place if they'd be good. And they were good.
This might be a very personal question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How did you feel the first time you saw your first child? And how old were you?
I was 19.
19?
Okay. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I thought she was the greatest one that would ever be born.
Well, I bet you did. And what is her name?
Mildred Johnson now.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband died with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Just hardly a year ago.
It sounds to me like you worked a lot. You worked in California.
I did.
You worked three different places here in Ash Grove.
Yeah.
So you were a busy woman with a big family.
Yes.
Okay. How did that go in your life?
The man I married, Wiley Hagerman, he did not have no stepchildren. He said they were his. You had them when I asked you to marry me, and I want you to know that they're my kids, too.
That's wonderful. Well, let's jump back to your early childhood in Hardy, Arkansas. What did you do?
I rode in a Model T Ford for the first time I was ever in a car. The teacher brought his new car to school, and he took all of us for a ride, two or three at a time. All day long we rode the car.
And you were about how old?
Probably seven.
Seven, okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
So on a nice, warm summer day in Hardy, Arkansas, what do you do for fun as a little girl?
Wasn't much fun. You worked. If you was big enough to turn a chip over, you carried it in the house for firewood.
So you worked most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, Ruby, that's we're about out of time here, so I'm going to stop there. Is there anything you'd like to add on whatever you want to say?
Well, I had a stroke and I came here. Been here 6 years, last December the 8th, and my husband died December the 8th in 2000. I had 3 years by myself mm-hmm. in my home. Mm-hmm. But I really loved the house I got. It was just a four-room bungalow. It was pretty well run down. I had a Negro friend that lived on the other end of the Wilson Street, and I lived on this end. So when we went to an Army reunion and left the kids all home, we went to Fort Hood, Texas. And when we come back, my house had been painted. She got the paint, rounded my kids up and said, get you a paintbrush and get busy. And she just bossed them like they were hers.
She got the job done, didn't she?
She did. Yeah. And then I was her administrator when she died. And she's buried about the length of these tables from where I'll be buried. And I already have my funeral paid for.
That's very nice. Well, I need to conclude the interview, so I really appreciate talking to you. I love the stories you tell, and you're as spry as you can be for 92 years old.
Except I had to use a walker.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. So thank you very much, Judy.
She's our, down at Barber, she is our wheelchair racer. Mm-hmm. I was hauling hogs and things like that.
Now, are you telling me that you were racing wheelchairs in a nursing home? Isn't that kind of...
Yeah. No, it ain't dangerous.
It isn't dangerous?
You got to stand up and look where you're going.
Well, that's true. Well, thank you for your time.
Recorded as part of the Springfield-Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.